Good evening, everyone. My name is Sean Winger, and I am a recently graduated Bachelor of Arts in Mathematics, finally done and out of the way. And before I can really tell you about how my faith journey was really influenced in college, I kind of have to go back a little bit before that to give you guys a little bit of a background. I actually come from the Episcopal faith background, and I was actually a pastor's kid growing up. My dad was a priest in the Episcopal Church. And one of the things that the Episcopal Church is really big about is it's very much an intellectual place, especially if you're a little kid kind of raising up in it. It's not a young church. It's a very old church. So to add on top of that, I was a pastor's kid who was in a place where I was kind of expected to behave in a certain way. And my father, his real gift was teaching and his intellect, really. He was more of a theologian than a pastor sometimes. So when I was raised up, one of the best ways that I related to my dad was theologically, which meant that I came to college with a pretty good understanding of what I was as a Christian, who I was, what I believed, so on and so forth. But that kind of had to change when I came to college. I first started going to an Episcopal church here and I came here for about a year, and I found out that there were no college students, and I was really lacking in community. When I was in high school, there weren't many high school students my age, so I shouldn't have really expected there to be many college students in the church either, but oh well, I thought I'd give it a try anyways. So being the patient and, well, more stubborn person I am, I waited it out for about a year and then just decided this is not working. There's no one my age. This church actually doesn't even believe the same things, some of the things that I do, and I'm really just doing it because it's familiar. So the other problem I had is that the Episcopal sort of tradition tends to be a sort of inclusive view, but it also sometimes tends to be a little bit more liberal in its view, which meant that I hadn't been exposed to a lot of other Protestant sort of backgrounds and denominations, which meant I had a very sort of prejudiced view about what that meant. So here I am finding the Episcopal Church doesn't work for them. I'm like, oh, well, where do I go from here? I have absolutely no idea where to even begin. So to cut a long story short there, eventually I found my way over here to First Press. And let me say that it was not at all the sort of church that I expected it to be. One of the things is that I really found the community here that I wasn't expecting. And what I really appreciate about First Press is that here we are in a college town. It's like Nick Van Santen said here, we're a transitional community. We have people from college, from all sorts of different backgrounds and churches, kind of coming here together for the first time and trying to figure out, what do we believe? Who are we? And so I was kind of surprised to find that there were a lot of people who held similar views to me, as well as very different views from me. Let me illustrate this point. Once we were in, we do study hall here every time, which is a really good place for college students to kind of hang out and study. So one time I was studying, which really meant I was discussing with a friend personality traits and how they related to Harry Potter. And I should have been doing abstract algebra, but no. Instead, we're discussing this, and it's just like, oh, I think that person's a Gryffindor. No, I think that person's a Ravenclaw. So I'm actually a Ravenclaw leaning Gryffindor, for those who are interested in knowing. So, but the thing is, I found myself getting into these conversations, and eventually this one particular conversation ended up leading into a very theological discussion, and it was really much a debate between, when it comes down to it, predestination, Calvinism, and Arminianism. And looking back on it, I'm a very stubborn debater, and I very much like to debate, and looking back, I was probably losing the argument, but I found that here I was discussing with somebody who had very different views in a very kind of open place that I could get along. And at the same time, I had another person turn to me and say, I love that you're an Episcopalian. And that really kind of caught me off guard in such. It wasn't really something I was used to. So eventually, I also became part of the Christian fraternity in AGO here in Cal. And James Obert knows what I'm talking about. So it was really a place that I didn't come to it. I should say it came to me. I was very reluctant to join it. And part of the reasons was came back to my prejudices. I was thinking, well, here's going to be a bunch of Christians who they're going to reject what I believe, and they're going to believe something different, so I don't really want to be in a place where I have to deal with that. And in a lot of ways, sometimes I did have to deal with it. But what I also found was, even though there were a few people who had very strong theological ideas, as stubborn as I am, we would get into these discussions all the time. And even though I was very wary of them at first, I remember one time I came very close to a guy, he goes by the name of Beast Wars there, actually, and we were at a friend's wedding. He had already graduated, but we had all the time gotten together in these theological debates, disagreed on just about every principle you can. So he came up to me and said, "I haven't had any good arguments lately. What do you got?" So I started naturally with, well, the book of Genesis, and then we went on from there. And so this really changed my view about what does Christianity really mean? What does it really mean to be a Christian? I mean, are these theological questions really as important as we make them out to be? So I actually was reading a little bit, kind of reviewing Mere Christianity a few weeks ago, and I was kind of startled by what I read in the preface of the book. And C.S. Lewis is talking about, well, it's kind of hard to write a book on what being a Christian means. And one of the things he said, he said, when two Christians of different denominations start arguing, it is usually not long before one asks whether such a point really matters. And the other replies, matter? Why, it's absolutely essential. So, and yet, we Christians, we really get in kind of, we get our heads in a crux and we decide, well, I believe this theological viewpoint. No, I am absolutely convinced that I am right. I believe what God is telling me to believe. And I have to say that a lot of my college experience was believing that. You know, I'm better at theology. I know these things better. This is what I know. And I think back to Jesus with the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were people who really knew what their religion was about. They really knew what they believed and what was right and what was wrong and how to follow it. And Jesus comes along and he says, no, you guys just don't get it. You guys, not only are you're being legalistic and you're getting it right in the technical details, but you're really missing the spirit of it. You're really missing what it's all about. And yet there's people who are rejected from the sort of religious community, and he tells them, go, your faith has made you well. He heals them. And we find instances of faith in the people that we would least expect it. So Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with the lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I find this an absolutely astonishingly concise explanation of really what it means to be a Christian, one that I think we kind of get our heads in it and we complicate things a lot of the time. And we're quick to reject other people and kind of crutch down on their beliefs. And I know I've been doing that. Another thing that Paul says in 1 Corinthians is, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Anyone who claims to know something does not yet have the necessary knowledge, but anyone who loves God is known by him. So I'd like to finish this off by saying that it's not our theology and our particular beliefs that bring us together. It's community, and it's the love of Christ. And that's something that Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. This is one of the greatest commandments. And that's something that even a child can follow, but we don't really get that. And I know through my college experience, I haven't gotten that. And as far as community, I find that now the people who I've actually disagreed most are the people I've learned the most from, and the people who are now some of my closest friends coming out of college. And so it's just been a wonderful experience to have that transformation in college. And it's something that I didn't look for. Community found me, and Jesus gave me community. So with that, I'd like to end. Thank you very much.